fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Thursday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Today I'll be a nervous wreck waiting for Miami Dolphins, Buffalo Bills this evening. You guys will have to walk me through that, try to keep me
walk
calm.
Walk you through it.
Try to calm me down a little bit.
Good morning, we're here. Don't worry about it. Just have fun today in the morning show.
Yeah,
don't.
I will.
Just stay in the moment.
I'll be fine. Be happy.
Stay in the moment. Ben's in the moment. Ben's here. Bill's here. We're all here. Just stay in the moment.
We're all on the boat.
Why would you worry about the Dolphins?
Because I'm always worried about the Dolphins. Part of my life. It's a problem.
Want to know.
But you know what? The Dolphins don't have as good of a hat as Bill. Look at Bill's hat this morning. The Oilers hat is looking regal. Blue as ever.
I love this hat.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Missing Tooth Greg did some research.
Research. Yeah, what do you call it?
What's that word?
Looking back into something that happened in the past.
Research.
What would that word be?
Research. Pastorini married five times.
Five times?
Five times.
Yeah. What was the longest?
Three or four years. The longest okay. He made it.
McCade Brady played for me at Utah State. Incredible player. I call him Little Ron. He kind of looked like my dad back in high school.
Little Ron.
Really good player. He was selling security systems, almost basically like door-to-door in Houston. This would have been maybe 3 to 4 years ago. And he comes upon, he's there, and he's talking to this lady about this security system and stuff, and he kind of looks around, and he knows all about the Houston Oilers because before every game, I gave the players a test on for the game.
Yeah,
and there was
always
Houston Oiler trivia questions within the test, so they knew all about it. I just asked him questions.
Like some Renfro.
Some names, who they play.
Billy Weiss, Johnson. Why'd they call him that?
Yeah, why, you know. All those things.
Just keep going.
So anyway, I never even said that. No. He goes, Dan Pastorini. He goes, yeah, he's my soon-to-be ex-husband. And so he goes, no way. And she goes, you want some stuff? Yeah. So he got a bunch of stuff. I got a Dan Pastorini signed football, all kinds of stuff. She just gave him all this. He goes, take it. So he took it all and shipped it to me.
That kind of guy.
He's about to be my ex-husband. It's an incredible
here,
phrase.
Take his crap.
Yeah, take his stuff.
Get it out of here.
So we took it, and so I have a Dan Pastorini football and some other gear.
Should bring that in sometime.
Right from his house.
Pastorini.
Yeah.
Was big in our lives. He was.
You once called him the great Dan Pastorini.
The great. Through like whatever it was. He's plus 100 picks to touchdowns probably.
But he had some years as Jake, and when you researched it, you saw.
Yeah, he had a lot of touchdowns.
He did have some years.
He had a lot of touchdowns.
And he had some years that were good.
He's a Pro Bowler.
Oh,
he's a Pro Bowler for a few years.
Was he?
Yes.
Okay. And he drove dragsters.
Yes.
What a life.
Funny.
He has lived.
He's had a life.
Five different wives, five marriages for Dan.
Anyway, there's some serious idle chit chat.
Yes.
There's a red velvet cake out. Thank you, Ben.
You pointed out that you couldn't eat it because you thought it was old because it was cold and hard.
No, I never said cold.
Which Bill said, well, it's been in the refrigerator, which is kind of the point.
We know it's fresh. We know it arrived.
I did not know that. Did it arrive for the party on Saturday?
No, it was here Monday, actually, even later. Of this week.
There was a party here on Saturday.
There was.
Yeah, and I have committed to Monday. I'll be there Monday. I hope you guys are there.
I will be there.
Will you be there Monday?
I'm working on it.
Oh, that means no.
I'll be there. You can count on me.
Well, we won't see him. I do some consulting on Monday, so that's part of the deal. I have to.
You can come in after the consulting.
It could happen. Like I said, I'm working on it.
I'll be there for
you. Well, I look forward to that. I'll be there. But the cake...
Ben, are you coming? Are you coming to the party? Oh, God, Ben.
Ben just shook his head no.
Why would Ben not
Ben has to coach football that night because he's got second grade flag football to coach.
Was it ridiculous for me to ask Ben, I'd like to see your playbook, and he snapped at me?
He snapped at you.
He snapped back, yeah. And we won't bring it in.
There's probably six plays tops for a second grade team.
I might be able to adjust a route or something and say, hey... This can be a coverage beater here for you, and you know that type of thing. Well, Ben, what are they playing? Are they playing too high? Is it quarter, half, thirds? What are they doing?
Walk me through the coverage.
Yeah. And I can give you some.
Don't
beaters.
You want a man coverage beater?
Yeah, if you got a man coverage, then we're going to motion to some bunches and stacks.
You can't even look.
We're going to get some
away.
Rub routes. Yeah, we're going to do some stuff.
Did you do that? Is that what you do?
We do some rub routes, but Ben won't even. Well, he won't. Well,
just
not
trying to help out.
Just trying to help out.
Simplify.
Do you want me to help with first aid class at all? I can show you some injuries. See what you would do to repair a person.
Bill is schooled in schematics.
Yes.
We're not. No football.
No football. You'd be the
all three of us.
You guys are the three-legged stool of no football. Oh, I remember what it was like. Do you really?
Walk me through that.
That was a conversation with Bill. He said, you know how when you're around a bunch of guys, you're reminiscing about high school football? And I was like, no.
No.
Mm-hmm. I didn't play.
I really didn't play
high school football. So, no, I don't have that recollection at all. Oh. Because he just went on. And it was only after the conversation that you sent the text and said, no football.
You guys are the voice of reason.
Which became a common text that Bill sent.
He was kind enough not to say anything in the moment.
After the fact.
But after the call ended, it came the text. So, no football.
That still blows me away.
It blows me away that you sent that text. Very, very well constructed. So, no football.
It's a simple, short and sweet. Right. To the point.
Right.
Very much so.
Yeah, I kind of played midget.
Yeah, you did. You made that very clear.
The Colts.
Youth football.
I knew who you played for.
Got it. That Hall of Fame thing that Martin Bruce. A lot. There was inductees that played football. Watchhorn, Carpenter. And they talked about midget football at Glure Park. I could join in that discussion.
Hang on. I'm going to jump in the middle of this thing. And then we all went on to remember freshman ball.
Don't recall that one. You've lost me.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it.
You had it for a while though.
Glure Park. You know where Glure Park was? Ben, you know where Glure Park was? Glure Park. Ben's not with us.
He's nodding his head.
He wasn't with us. Head was down.
Listen to the show, Ben.
I got some interesting
information. It's part of your job.
Talking about Columbus.
Just listen to the show. You're sitting right here doing nothing but staring at your phone.
I'm Steve, by the way. This is Bill, and that's Jake.
Try to help out
with
that.
Good to meet you, young Ben.
Right. Nice to meet you. It's his early break.
We're sipping Jake.
Bill.
I heard an interesting story, which I did not know. I didn't know that Steve Sipple, do you know this, Jake?
Right.
Nope.
Had an MLB tryout with the Cincinnati Reds.
That's true.
He had a tryout with the Cincinnati. They're the only one here. Now, I can say this. I played ball, too. I played baseball. I never had a tryout with the Cincinnati Reds.
It was for the paper.
I know, but I found this out last night.
From Hanson.
Jim Hanson was there. Jim, let me know. He was there. He said you were out the first round, though.
It was not working. Then the guy, it was interesting. The Cincinnati Reds scouting director, whoever put on this camp, he didn't have disparaging words for me afterwards, except he said it's at times I felt like you needed a roadmap, because they would direct you around to do different things. Yeah. I'd be like, what are
drills and stuff?
Yeah,
and you're just kind of standing
around. What are we doing? Yeah. Just get me some ground balls. I'll show you what's up.
I'm a vacuum over here.
It's past me.
And here's the thing. I was at the newspaper by that time, like 23.
Yeah.
I mean, I was out of my prime. Yeah. There's no way.
But you gave it a shot, though.
No, I didn't give it a shot.
You took your shot.
The whole idea was Sipple, go over there, try out for the Reds, and write a column about it. So that was the whole. It wasn't. I didn't think I was going to join. I'm kind of acknowledging that.
I understand. Yeah. But you still, though, you can legitimately say you had a tryout with the Reds.
I need a rope. Yeah, I did.
What were the highs of that time?
Did you impress at all?
No. Anybody?
No. I mean, I got through it.
Did you swing a bat at all?
Yeah. I stood in there against a kid from Wesleyan. who was throwing 86, but it seemed like 97.
It fell. I'm going to tell you right now, if I was in the batter's box and someone hummed one about 79, I'd flinch.
Yeah, 86 seemed like a lot. You had to go to the batter's box, try to get a hit. I don't know if I got the bat on the ball or not, but I don't remember. I remember how fast it was. And it was at Haymarket Park, so it was a deal. And so I wrote about it.
Thunder,
you could probably find the column.
On the text line, Thunder says, wait a minute. Did Tip just say at 23 he was out of his prime?
Yes.
I was. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Quick short prime for you then.
Well, I mean, I was drinking heavily.
I was working sports.
A lot of late night. I mean, it was a crazy time.
Crazy times. Yeah. It's amazing. I think basketball may be a little different, but football, you don't dip your toe in it. Once you're done playing, whatever that last game is, that's it. That's it. There's no more. Like, well, you want to get 22.
Baseball.
You want to get 22 guys together. And,
well, that too, but baseball's that way too.
Yeah. There's no more playing it. And then also some people, I'm sure there's some that delved on. I get it. But for the most part, you always did squats when you're playing football. That was part of your routine of the week. You had to do that. When you quit playing football, that was your last squat.
Yep.
That was it. I only did him one more time in my life.
Ever.
Ever in my life. I did him with Frank Solich post-practice. The first Orange Bowl that we're at, we're down there. And Frank was still doing squats.
Why did you do squats?
And so I jumped with some light sets of reps and then couldn't walk for 2 days at the Orange Bowl practice. Couldn't walk for 2 days.
And Frank, how do you do this?
At the time, Frank was at least 50.
Well, you did it all the time.
I was probably, like I said, 24. Right. Frank was 50 or so. And I couldn't keep up with him.
Yeah, just ibuprofen.
Yeah. So I just started talking. We were just talking. I was in there lifting. So he goes, hey, you want to jump in for a couple? Oh, yeah, let's jump in for a couple
right
sets.
On.
Next thing I know, I couldn't walk for 2 days at the Orange Bowl.
What's wrong with you, Bill? I can't walk.
It was better times.
Better times.
Because Boyd Depley took the entire weight room down.
Yes.
He traveled the whole weight room down to the...
Better times. So that was the 94?
That had been about 91 or 2.
Okay, so was that
Orange? It had been one of the times I think probably we were playing Miami that was undefeated, and Nebraska was like 9-3 or 10-2, but still won the Big 8, so whatever.
Good seasons.
Yeah. Yep.
Good times, better times.
Better times.
We could talk about this all day. Better times, Jake.
Bill's doing squats with
the Even the 90s were better times. No, the 70s. That's a whole, obviously.
So that remains the last time you ever did a squat, Bill?
That's it.
91.
You don't do squats at the new place you go to?
That wrapped her up. It was about 1991. That was it.
I think you call me sometimes. Do we talk sometimes when you're at the gym?
Yes, quite often.
Yes. I got the call from the gym before.
Oh, yeah, quite often.
Jake, you're not left out.
Yeah. I was just saying.
He calls me, too. He calls me, too.
I was confirming. I've heard the sound you're talking about here. I know the sound.
You're usually not that way. Are you feeling left out?
No.
Do we need to include you?
I know the sound in the background you're referring to.
Are you feeling left out?
No.
I asked you if you're going to the party on Monday.
I'll be there. I'm helping run the party.
I am the party.
Something has gone wrong if I'm not there.
I get steps in between my workout. So I pace around.
That's what you're doing.
I pace. I walk and then I lift.
You
I walk.
Talk on
and
the
I
phone. Are you talking on a Bluetooth?
No.
Yeah, no. Good.
I go back to far. I use my old school headphones, the ones that are actually plugged into my phone, because it plays a little bit better. It's a little bit better than the Bluetooth one. So I listen. I have those on, and then I listen to some sort of podcast. I'm listening to a podcast at that time.
Not 70s country.
I'll listen to some. Okay. Yesterday I told you, Jake, I just got done listening to Promises. I listened to that song.
Oh, yeah,
I listened to it twice again. I listened to it two times and I listened to the whole thing.
It's a great song.
Yeah, it was a great song.
I scored.
All I could think of was, la, 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 la. That's all I could think of the whole time. Okay. My wife just left me. I don't have a job.
No house.
No house.
Double payment. La, la, la. Hey,
Do you want some actual breaking news for Idle Chit Chat?
Please.
Please.
We have some real breaking news.
I love that.
This came about midnight last night in the world of sports. For a friend of the show, Ross Dellinger, other people have also confirmed that the Pac-12 SIP bill is mobilizing a long-discussed plan to rebuild the league with additions from the Mountain West, including Boise State, San Diego State, Fresno State, and Colorado State. The schools are applying for membership in the Pac-12 with Oregon State and Washington State.
So how many more do they would they need?
They would need some more. At least two more, I think, right?
How many is that?
I think Young Benson, you need eight. His research this morning.
That'd be kind of cool, the Pac-8.
Well, it used to be the Pac-8. That'd be very cool to go back to that.
It would be. Like a number like that would be neat right now. That'd be cool. Now, you got to add two more. That's the trick, though. Who is it?
I don't know. They're going to have to owe 17 mil per team exit fee and 10 to 12 mil port and penalty fees attached to the Mountain West Conference Scheduling Alliance.
Ooh, so now what happens to the Mountain West?
So the teams that are getting kind of not good, so it's Air Force, New Mexico, Utah State, San Jose State.
Those teams take it in the shorts.
That's bad for them because when you those teams you just pulled, that's the strength of
them. Oh,
yeah. I mean, when they take Boise, once they take – that's like losing – that's like when the Big 12 lost Texas and Oklahoma.
Yeah.
That's significant.
So when they lost Boise, that was a big hit.
Yeah. So now, does that Pac-8 or whatever it's going to be, does that become a power conference again, or is it a power conference?
It'd be interesting to see how it plays out.
Is that a P5 now? We'll be back to P5?
I want to say P5 again, so I think that's good. It'd be fun to say it again. I think right now it would be.
Border, though, man.
Depends on who you had beyond that.
Yeah, who is that? That's the question. Yeah,
you probably, can you bring Stanford and Cal back?
Good question. Yeah. It's a good question.
From the ACC?
One would think.
Because it's not like they're getting ridiculous money to be in the ACC. They're not getting full. They're
not
full
getting
amount.
Full yet. But
so if those two come back, then you kind of almost kind of have a conference of interest again.
Yeah, you do.
You
but
really
here's
do.
The,
like,
here's
I'm
the thing.
That.
It just it becomes this. What's the what are the terms of the contract that Stanford and Cal signed to join the ACC? Can they get out? Is it or would it?
They
be,
might be. They might be like going. Yeah, go ahead. Just go back. You're fine.
Get out of here.
Maybe. Although they. It might be prohibitive, the contract.
I don't know if they're real thrilled about having to, you know, like I said, from that conference to be Virginia going like, hey, we're going to buzz out to Cal quick for a game.
You wouldn't think.
No. Who's going out there? Oh, softball's going out there right now. They're on a plane.
Doesn't
really add up.
Nothing adds up
about
it.
But the team that right now has to be losing their mind is San Jose State. Because they've taken the California schools. And it's not like Fresno State has been known for academic prowess that is unmatched by anyone else. No, it's not. So the other two
it's
are
like
state
a JUCO.
Schools. It's San Diego State and Fresno State. So the San Jose State's the one that has to be like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Why? Where are we left behind?
Why are we not left behind? Because this is a West Coast conference.
But let's face it. It doesn't do much for – no, I mean, I don't – okay, no, I'm going to answer a question for you.
You're going to answer a question with a question?
Yeah. San Jose State, if it joined that conference, I just say it's not a power league then. You can't put San Jose State and say we're a power conference.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids, activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
No. Because what are you going to, there's no way. I mean, you've coached at San Jose State, I'm sure.
So hang on now.
Uh-oh.
So you're gonna tell me it's just like, well, Vanderbilt.
Okay. No, but Vandy's at least it's a prominent school with great academics. It's in Nashville. I mean, San Jose State's in San Jose, but it's just San Jose
State.
There's a lot of
schools not holding up their end of the deal that are in Power Four conference.
But they don't play in front of 7,000 people. Yeah. You know, they don't. Well, San Jose State can't do it.
No, they're getting a solid 14,000 to 15,000.
15K. San Jose State can't.
I know Vandy's Vandy. I mean, Vandy's Vandy, but
right now they're doing well. I'm a big Vandy fan. Yeah. I'm saying they're all.
No, you can't compare Vandy to San Jose State.
My point is, though, there's several schools not doing well.
Yeah.
You just kind of go, hang on a second.
Yeah, but I draw the line at San Jose State. Nothing against. I mean, sorry if you're a San Jose State alum. I'm drawing the line at San Jose State. I am. That's where I'm drawing it. That's the line of demarcation. Sorry.
Wow. I'm sticking with him. I want him in.
So we'll see what
I watch.
Ben's listening now. Yeah, and he's looking at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah.
Ben, which he does all the time.
Ben, have you heard of San Jose State before?
Okay. Yes, he's heard of them.
But you never know.
He's a sports writer.
We'll see if anybody is added soon after this. After
but the Air Force is in a pickle, too.
Air Force, yeah.
They're one that, because they're sitting there, okay, we're in the same state as Colorado. Colorado State had themselves prepared. What do they have? Great stadium.
Yes, they do.
Their new stadium is incredible.
Big game this weekend. Yeah.
Think about
that. A lot of big games.
Think about that right now. Still, you can't get away from it. You can't get away from Colorado.
No.
You can't. It's every game is big. Last year, every game was big. They went 4-8. Every game was big. It's still big. Right now, you and me are like going, what's the one must-see game? Oh, I'm going to watch Colorado State.
It's a big one.
I'm going to see what's going on.
I don't know if that's the one. If you said you can only watch one this weekend, ooh, that'd be a fun exercise to do every week. Yeah. If you could only watch one, what would it be? Yeah.
That wouldn't be my one.
No.
It would not be my one. It'd just be a one of
what would it be, you think?
I got to see.
Alabama, Wisconsin?
No.
You got a big one.
Notre Dame, Purdue.
That would be closer. That would be closer.
You got a big one tomorrow night. Arizona at K-State. There's two ranked teams. Not bad.
The game tonight is huge. The game tonight.
Okay. Well, tell me that.
Fans lock into this one. Texas State. Texas State and Arizona State.
You have to sell me on that.
And I believe it's at Texas State. They're both 2-0.
The spread is a push in that game.
And Texas State just ran UTSA out of the building.
Ooh.
UTSA, which is the Roadrunners, been winning 10.
They've been good. 10,
really good.
Yeah.
Trailer's always up for he almost got the A&M job.
Oh, he's a daddy. Yeah.
And I'm telling you, Arizona State, this is a big game.
Yeah, the other game tonight in college football is two 0-2 teams. Northwestern State at South Alabama, both 0-2, if you want to watch that one as well.
No, thank you.
That'll be a tough
one for me to get into. Keep your eyes on Arizona State.
No, tough to get into. Yeah. The other one's a little tough to get into. If you had to watch one, it might be Colorado State for me. It might be.
Arizona State at Texas State, though.
Yeah. That is interesting.
That's
interesting.
Very strange.
But now, that's worth watching just for that.
You want to see a crowd tonight jacked up? Texas State is really cool.
Is it? Little really stadium, cool. though?
Yeah, I bet it seats 36 tops.
Okay.
The small stadiums don't freak me out. When they're packed, they still feel really good. Like I said, you go, Oregon's 55,000. That's what it seats. That's bizarro world. You know, in today's power.
Well, I'm going to fact check you, Trump.
Yeah. Do it.
Trump? Sorry, Jake. It's okay. I'm just saying Trump. That's it.
How do you
say Jake gets really nervous.
Are we doing? Hold on. Hang on. Okay.
Jake, I just said fact check Trump.
The station.
That's it. It's not a commentary.
The station's taking a turn. We're going politics now. Let's go roll call. Who are you voting for?
Jake gets his own nervous. Don't worry. Okay. Don't worry.
Are you going to get the stat?
Yeah, I am going.
Ben's not even trying. You think Ben would have tried to find it? He's just looking at us like, hope you guys find it.
Good luck. I'm
too busy back there.
You nailed it. It's 54. I thought it was 63 for some reason. I was there.
Austin?
Yeah. 54,000.
54. Okay. Yeah, you're a little high, but.
Well,
nailed it.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at RenewYourAuto.com. We're late.
Jake's still upset.
Please call or text David at 402-833-3858 or visit RenewYourAuto.com. They do everything from body shops, ceramic coatings, window tinting, and more at RenewYourAuto.com. Saw an article yesterday from CBS Sports, our friend, the offseason king, Tom Fornelli.
I like Fornelli.
Interesting really, article.
He carried us
through the offseason with a lot of stuff on CBS Sports. Well, he was writing about the Big Ten, his Big Ten weekly update.
It's pretty good, Jake.
It was good. His first thing was about Michigan needing, you know, having offensive issues, quarterback issues. That was the thing. But the next thing was, while he said he was excited for Nebraska to be 2-0, he had some concerns about some stats that could be damning going forward. In terms of why they might not be as good as people think. He said, Nebraska's offense's down-to-down success rate is 43.9% against two bad defenses. That ranks Nebraska 11th in the Big Ten and 61st nationally. Also, the offense's explosive play rate of 10.8% ranks 90th nationally. And one more thing, he says Nebraska's only scoring 3.9 points per possession in the red zone, which ranks 97th nationally. So he's got a little cause for cause for pause here.
Cause for pause.
Cause for pause.
Advanced stats. Is that what you call those? Analytics?
Yes.
Yeah, those analytics don't mean all that much to me.
Can I insert something quickly?
Yes, please do, Bill.
There's a couple things with stats. Now, the stats that he posted are like, they're like 100%, they're accurate, and there is something to them. There's a couple deals with this is stats in general.
Okay.
Is always, it's about game eight, and that's who you are.
Yeah.
When you get to about game eight, and all of a sudden it's like, you're like that, how's your rush defense? Well, you know, it's not good, or this isn't good by game eight. Mm-hmm. Also, when you compare teams, you really have to compare conference games. I've always been, look at conference stats in conference. Right. So all of a sudden it's like when you start comparing Big Ten to Big Ten, that's the only way to get a little bit of a feel for it, because things can be so far skewed in a bad way for you. It's a way to have your numbers good on one way. But the only thing you can like not push back on, but with what he's saying is accurate, that they've not been two great teams.
And they haven't been great offensively against two bad teams. So that's definitely cause for pause, as Jake might say. And they haven't, and it's what I said yesterday. It goes back to what I said yesterday. You got to cut loose a little bit. They just haven't. A lot of their offense is essentially run, hand off, dink and dunk, and take two or three shots. You got to start throwing it down the field a little bit more. That would be Coach Sipple's counsel.
Counsel.
Get it downfield a little bit more. They do got to open it up a little more, and they do have to get more big plays. There's no, he's not wrong, and they should have done more of it against Colorado. But penalties.
Yeah.
Penalties erase some big plays, three or four, and the game looks different. It would feel different and look different score-wise had those not been wiped away. So I wouldn't worry. I don't know if Fornell even knows that. That's the thing.
Now I'm going to push back on that.
Go ahead.
I've always said that. I've been pushed back. Sometimes you're in the staff room and say, just have that one penalty. This doesn't happen. Well, all the other teams also had the same thing happen to them.
The penalties happened.
Yeah, but my point is the other teams they're compared to, they also had something happen them in the same. So every team, it's not like you get two mulligans and you can say, okay, we don't count these two plays and every team doesn't get a chance to do them. So
that's a good pushback.
So it adds up the same way.
Yeah. So they do.
Jake's distracted.
Their offense is, you watch it this week. I mean, there's certain things you watch. I mean, obviously you're watching perimeter blocking, which Garrett McGuire addressed on statewide radio again last night. Well, he basically said it's got to start with the two big guys, Jamal Banks and Isaiah Nayor. I don't know that he was calling them out, but he said that's where it's got to start. It's everybody's on. I don't know. It seems sort of like a small thing to me that we're talking now for three straight days about perimeter blocking, but I guess that's something to watch against Northern Iowa on Saturday. Are they hammering people on the edge, which I don't even notice
perimeter
when they
and downfield? That was one of the things that always stood out about Nebraska being so good, or all the good teams when you get big runs. It's always
Bama.
It's always, are you getting
Bama's hammering away?
Are you getting the downfield blocks that you need? That when the run goes from 15 to 45, usually there's been a block or two that's made down the field with effort that has been able to get that to take off.
Jimbo's teams were known for hammering people downfield. Jimbo Fisher's.
Yeah, I noticed that. That went well for it. A&M. They were rolling things up.
Anyway. Fornelli, those are interesting stats. I don't know exactly what the answers are. I think of the explosive players, and Rule talked about getting the ball to Barney more, Ja'Cory Barney. That makes sense to me.
Stats are so whacked out in college football. Like you said, you can take the whoever Nebraska's played, whoever people have played, and then you got some teams. It's like Florida, what's their schedule like? They're
hard schedule.
USC's playing pretty good. Well, they went to Vegas and beat LSU.
Right.
Extremely talented team. So your numbers aren't going to be probably great in that game. So it's really hard to judge some things by some numbers because of who you play.
Well, you can't really compare Nebraska to other teams, but you can look at Nebraska. You can't just look at Nebraska and say this is where they've been deficient.
Yes, there's
if you start comparing them to other teams, it doesn't mean anything.
You can look at it and just say, no, we have not been as explosive or haven't done this.
Right, and they need that. I always think of Dowdell. I just think they should try to get the ball more to Dowdell. In different situations.
You went shots down the field. Where are we at?
Both. Okay. Get the ball to the explosive players. Yeah. To your explosive players. I mean, Fedoni maybe down the field a little bit more, down the seam. That sort of thing. Do you have any ideas, Jake? You watch football.
I was surprised about
what are your ideas?
The last one here, where they have 3.9 points per possession for Nebraska in the red zone. I hadn't thought they were a bad red zone team this year so far.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Well,
I mean, I know what it means, but I don't know if that's your
if that's your number, you're almost settling for field goals as far as that is. Yeah,
and he missed one.
And he missed one.
He raced three.
So you get no points for a red zone trip, which sets you back.
That sets you back in two games. That's the kind of stat I don't worry about.
But I haven't walked away out of a game thinking, hey, they suck in the red zone, right? Have you felt that way?
Well, they had the
fumble by Dowdell in the first game.
And they had
the safety right after that.
And they had the ball down there when Harburg was in against UTEP and couldn't get it in. They couldn't get it in then. They couldn't get it in. They give it to Mazuka a couple times.
I forget. Was that?
Jeez, Jake, you were there.
It was the blowout that point.
Anyway, they couldn't get the ball in. So there's three instances right there.
If you have some zeros, that's why your number goes down so much. But again, like I said, when did it happen in the game? All those things. Now the red zone, as Jake pointed out, he goes, well, they didn't score, but they got a safety off of it. Well, you don't get to add that in. I'm aware of that. You don't get an asterisk.
Doesn't help your stat, the number there.
The reason I don't get wound up about it, Jake, is they beat UTEP 40-7 and they won by 18. I'm not too worried about the red zone.
My point is that in past years, we have had concerns about Nebraska in the red zone. I haven't, as through two games, I haven't been like, oh my God.
No, I haven't either.
They're having issues scoring, even though the stat would not.
But I guarantee it's been heavily addressed within the building. When your numbers are, you're like, hold it now. We got no points on this trip. We got no points on this trip. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you go, well, it was against UTEP. It was late in the game. Well, it was good. Mm-hmm. You don't. That's not how coaches look at things.
I know how they look at things.
It gets. I know you do schematics. I'm just telling you. I've been part of those before, and it's horrifying at the end of games when you're in control. And you're subbing people in like crazy. The other team still has their ones in. They start to move the ball. Or all of a sudden, like I said, just say that all of a sudden you sub like crazy. And then what was UTEP 40-7?
40-7, yeah. Bill.
And all of a sudden it turns into a 40-17 game because you've played 100 and some guys. Yep. And then you're just livid. So then sometimes you don't want to sub. You're going like, no, I'm judged by these numbers. 100. I'm judged by these numbers. Where the NFL, it's very crystal clear. You play the entire game.
Yeah.
You're in the NFL, and we're paying you. I mean, people don't come out of games. They don't. First of all, there's no one to really take out.
No.
There's 53 guys on game day. It's like 48 that are active on game day. I mean, if you go back to the number of time a quarterback's actually been pulled out of a game, not that they're up by 30 in the fourth quarter, you still see the starter in there.
Yeah.
Handing the ball off, doing whatever he's got to do, but you still have your dudes in there.
We brought up that Saints game on Sunday. It was 47-10. They put the backup in with like 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and the game was over at halftime.
Yeah.
I mean, 7 minutes to go, they finally put the backup quarterback in and replaced Derek Carr, but it was midway through the fourth quarter in a route.
Who's their backup?
Haener.
Haener from Fresno?
Yes.
That's their backup. There was a big scrap to see who their backup was going to be. I love Haener.
Yeah, Haener. Really he looked pretty solid. I mean, but the Panthers were worthless at that point still. But
okay, well, let's wrap this up by asking this question. What time is the game tonight between the Miami Dolphins?
We'll get to that next segment. How about that?
Okay.
Are we running late, Jake?
No.
Okay, we're back on time? Good.
We're not bad. But Sip does look hungry to me, though. You look hungry.
Do I?
Yeah.
I am hungry.
Because you couldn't eat the cake. It was too hard over there.
It's spoiled.
It's not spoiled. It's refrigerated.
The one thing it's not is spoiled.
It's still fresh Monday.
But we did talk about it, and Breakers want everybody to know that Josh is doing well. He's down in Florida. I text with him usually weekly.
Jeez.
We check in weekly and talk to Josh like that. But Josh was...
You got more time than
Josh was the... You do. Well, I don't have a job. I knew it was coming.
Josh is in Florida.
But Josh was the king of, if there was food available, Josh would have it out and available. Today I walked in, I didn't know if he'd bring this up. Ben, I said, you got that red velvet cake in that fridge. You know, sip my one a piece like that. And he's like...
His first thought, what did he say?
But that, geez, Bill, I haven't even got myself a piece.
That's exactly what he said.
Sounds like Marty. Sound a little like Marty.
Geez, Bill.
He put himself before you.
Before you.
He did.
Wow.
Yeah, now the cake's ben out. Did. It's here.
Okay. He's got some learning to do.
Yeah. He's
been here for a while.
Yeah.
But you know, Ben, still learning to be done.
We'll get you ready for the world.
Well, if you don't get the cake, Sip, you can always go to Early Bird for breakfast.
Okay, yes.
19th and K.
All right.
Breakfast burritos, chicken fried steak, which is what, Bill?
Smothered.
Oh, it's smothered, all right, in gravy.
Can't you just see him pouring the gravy on the chicken? Can't you just see
What do you call that apparatus?
What's that? Well, it won't
the
be
gravy
a
gravy boat.
It won't be a boat. It'll be more of a ladle.
Ladle.
In the back.
Gravy
of the,
ladle.
It'll be a ladle. And there's like one, person in charge of that.
Is there?
Only, what do you do? I do the gravy. When it comes up like that, it's like ding ding.
It's a big gravy. It's a big task.
It's a big ladle, and they just gravy everything. Tell you one thing. You ever had a little gravy on your hash browns? That's really good too. They'll do that for you at the Bird.
They have a variety of pancake options.
Cinnamon. Like a euphemism.
And of course they have the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Oh God.
Are you smoking a pack of cigarettes before you come in? Are you smoking a pack of Marlboro? It's not like you have like this guy just lift your last smoke. One when you walk in the door.
I don't smoke.
Yeah. You did back in the day.
I did.
Mm-hmm. Early Bird, 19th.
In his car.
Check it out.
Smoke.
They also have a lot of cocktail options there, too. Breakfast, brunch,
get
lunch,
a Busch Light and a scrambled egg.
You could do it.
You could do it.
Early Bird, 19th. When we come back, are
get
you
a red
in
beard.
Or out on Thursday Night Football next in Early Break on the Ticket.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.